You ran into Callis on Friday night?
I did.
Why is he keeping secrets from us?
I know, exactly. And you know what? I was sitting there, and it was youth night at South Fayette High School. Obviously, that is the community that I live in, and youth night is whenever the kids, the youth teams, and the flag football team, and all the youth programs that are within football get to walk across the field, and they get honored. And I got to get my kids ready. I mean, there's a thousand kids everywhere, so I have anxiety. I'm like, all right, I'm only going to stay a quarter. So I get my kids all situated. They're with their coaches, and they get all lined up to walk across the field. And I'm sitting there in the stands, and all of a sudden I hear, hello. And I'm like, hold up. Welcome to South Fayette Stadium. Youth program night. And I'm like, I look at Rochelle, I'm like, that sounds like Callis. And she's like, yeah, I know, it does sound like Callis. And I was like, yeah, like he kept talking. I was like, that is Callis. And then one of the moms was like, yes, that's Nick Callis. So I was like, how did you know, first of all? And second of all right, I'll be right back. So I ran up there and I jumped on Callis whenever he was in the PA booth. And I was like, why didn't you tell me this last week?
It was a literal jump as well.
That's friendship. That's family.
Yeah.
Fan morning show family.
Everybody else in the booth thought I was jumping them, like literally, like, who is this guy freaking out?
I don't know if they knew that was you. I think some of the guys recognized you, but there was a coach in there as well that I understand was famous. I have no idea who it was.
I love the idea of Callis just behind the mic on the PA system. And make sure you get a walking taco at the concession stand for $2.50. All proceeds going to the track team.
See, but that's not a good impression.
Hello.
And neither was Doran's, for that matter.
All right. Yes, it was. Sounds
all like right,
it.
Give us a little sample here. Give us the preamble. When the microphone goes on for the first time, you're there. You got thousands of people listening to you over the PA system. Take us through it.
Good evening, fans, and welcome to South Fayette Stadium. Today we feature the Plum Mustangs versus the South Fayette Lions.
Hello.
Hello.
Give us the walking taco bit.
I don't announce that, though.
I know, but I just want to see how spot on I was.
Make sure you take yourself to the concession stand so you can get a walking taco courtesy of the South Fayette Lions staff.
Yes. When did this happen? Do you do it every Friday?
Every home game.
What?
For South Fayette?
And you never told us.
Not for South Fayette.
Why is that not in your Twitter bio? Also, Doran, you got to get to more South Fayette games.
I mean, I would if I'd have known. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was every single home game.
Wow.
It's actually minus a couple because they were scrambling to find people, and my cousin was nice enough to get me hooked up with some people. It's minus two, so I won't be there next weekend. I'll be there the 27th, which I believe is their last home game of the season.
Man.
Wow.
Big deal.
Well, that's why I guess the mom knew, because it wasn't just random. Like, you know what? You know who used to do it every single game is Bubba.
Oh, at South Fayette?
Yep.
What? You knock Bubba from his perch? Does he even know? Does he know they gave it to you?
Yes. Well, I think we talked about it, because I think I worked at Star one weekend, and I was like, because they were doing high school football calls, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I call games for South Fayette. That's cool. And he was like, oh, I used to do that. And I'm like, oh, cool.
So you're all over the whole game, right?
That
2-yard carry by Means.
He hit him with the third down.
Wow.
Yeah, I like doing that. The crowd was into it the first game of the year. That game, admittedly, wasn't the greatest played game on Friday.
Did they lose?
They did not. They won 17-7, South Fayette did. And but it was raining, and I do the first down thing too. Carry by Nate Deans, and that's a South Fayette Lions first down.
You sound good.
Yeah, it sounds real good.
You sound real good. That's professional.
It didn't sound like it. I'm going to be honest. It didn't sound like a high school announcer, and that's not the slight high school announcers. He sounded like he was a seasoned veteran college football announcer.
He should. He's got a bunch of experience in the field, this Callis.
Crowley, I was very, very proud. Very, very proud of him.
Are they 2-0 now when you've been doing it?
No.
Oh.
No, I think I've done three games so far.
And the record?
They are 2-1.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
But they're 3-4 now in the season. So
I hope to goodness that you are still doing this whenever my kids actually get to high school.
Oh.
That would be cool.
And Dickerson with the first down.
Yes. That'd be pretty cool.
What position?
Quarterback. Running
athlete.
Quarterback, running backs, linebackers, everything. They'll be everywhere.
Well, there you go.